Good afternoon, go to Rex.
Yeah, g'day. My name's Chris. I'm just inquiring about the tune that I'm trying to get booked in with you guys.
Yeah, no dramas, man. Did you email through to tuning your club, Rex?
So I'm going through. I'm in Tasmania. I'm on the north side of Tassie. There's a shop named Platinum Tuning down the south in Hobart that I believe has done work with you guys before.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I believe that they've tried to get a booking with you. They've sent me a booking, which is waiting on confirmation from you guys for the 27th of this month.
No.
So that's what I've asked them to try and get dialed in with you guys.
Oh, okay.
So they've sent me a confirmation of, 8 a.m. 27th of November, which is a Thursday. Obviously, because I'm on the other side of the state, I'm just trying to get it lined up because I'm going to have to book overnights and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, okay. Because Spencer's got my mobile number and he normally calls me.
I did call him back after the initial phone call I made with him and he said that he'd sent you guys an email. So I just thought I'd follow it up myself just to get the ball rolling.
Okay. Fair enough. He might have sent one to sales. That's odd. Let me see what I've got here.
Yeah, that's
he normally just calls phone me call. Direct.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, whoever I spoke to down there definitely said that they sent an email. So I just thought I'd follow it up and see if we can make sure that we can get a booking of some description if possible, please.
Yeah, no dramas. Let's have a look. Because normally I'll speak to... Because I do the tuning with Spencer, so he'll normally contact me, run me through what the car is and all that sort of stuff.
Understand. So your name is...
Warwick. No, definitely don't have anything here on all three emails, mate.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay. They might have, I know they've been busy with the some drag week or something like that. So they might have said that they've done that, but they might have been intending to do it maybe next week or something. I don't know.
That's all right. I figured that earlier that things are locked in with both parties involved, the better off we're all going to be because I need to plan around that. So is there any possibility that we could set a booking, please?
We need more detail on the car. So what car is it, mate?
So it's a 2012 WRX.
Yep. And modified built motor, that's
so
it. Stuff.
It's now got a built motor in it.
Yep. Was that the one that was built here
by OE Performance Insane Motorsports, Sammy Efferick?
Yeah, okay, all right. So Sammy has spoken to me about that, but he was going to get Spencer, what a love triangle. Spencer was going to get in contact with me once the engine or something like that was ready to go.
It's all running. I called him up in Platinum like a week ago or so, and I called a few days after the weekend just to see if it was locked in with you guys, because obviously it's a head fuck for me being on the other side of the state, so I just want to lock things in. So
what ECU is it?
Standard.
Standard
ECU, and last time I spoke to you guys, you said you were happy to go with access port for tuning.
Yes.
So I've purchased
absolutely.
An access port.
Nice. And what turbo's on it?
So it's got a BGC 2867.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep. And injectors, like 1300s?
1050 IDs.
Yep, 1050s. And you're doing flex fuel or just straight 98?
Flex fuel, please.
Yep.
Got the Zetronics kit in there. Got the fuel pump.
Nice.
340 E85 pump.
And did you have any power goals at all, anything like that?
No. So, look, I just want to make this thing... It's not going to be a race car. It's going to be a quick road car at best. I don't want to string it out. I don't know if you remember the conversation last time, but this is all been built after a brand new short block's been installed 18,000 kilometres until the ring lamps popped.
Oh, well,
That was from open source, Rum Raider Tuning doing fucking street runs, and I'm not convinced anymore after that.
Yeah, right. Who was tuning it before, if you don't mind me asking?
So the guy's name is Matt. He's
Matt
guy,
McLeod. Yeah.
Matt McLeod, yeah. So he's the guy that my mechanics use.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. So, no, that's fine. So normally what we'll do is I've penciled in the 27th. That's fine. I need to get in contact with Spence just to make sure we're all good to go. Because normally what I'll do is...
On his side, he sent me a confirmation for the 27th. So I just thought I'm just checking with you guys and see if that
was
a thing.
I'll put that in now. It hasn't been emailed, so I'm assuming he would have just booked it in and assumed that it would have been okay. So, which is fine, because we'll prioritize like our guys that we work with closely. So that's fine. So 27th, I'll keep it overnight if that's okay. So you're going to stay down there for a night?
So that's a Thursday. So I'm going to drop the car off on, if 27th is good, I'm going to get there on the 26th, drop the car off at 8 o'clock in the morning on the 27th.
Yep.
And he said that it should be in and out within the day, but I have allowed for the Friday just in case any extra time is needed, obviously.
No, that's okay. So normally what we'll do, especially with a flex fuel car, I like to just validate that the cold starts are good the next day. But because it's on an access port, that's something we can address remotely just between you and I suppose.
That was one of the things that my mechanic actually asked as well. If anything needs to be touched up, are they able to, tweaked stress. Sort of away from the dyno sort of thing if
absolutely.
Need be?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's great. No, that sounds good, mate. So I'll put it down for the 27th. What I'll do is I'll ring Spence now. I'm assuming they're back. And then
They're at work.
Yeah. I don't want to get Sammy involved from OE Performance because you've got the engine, you've got everything done there. That's all good to go. Easy. All right. Let's lock it in, mate.
Yeah. That's it. Look, I figure the best possible outcome would be Sam's built the motor. He deals with you guys on a weekly basis.
Yep.
And he's given you guys a big rep, and you've obviously got a good name across the board. And I understand how important tuning is, especially with these little cars now. So I don't want to take any fucking risks.
No, I totally get it.
It's been expensive.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
We'll get a good result. You got the recipe there for good power. Safe power at least. I'm assuming it's got the factory 5-speed in there.
No, so we've got the 6-speed conversion. We've got the R180 and the 6-speed gearbox. What else we got? TGV deletes.
Yeah.
Stock airbox has been kept. It does have a full 3-inch exhaust.
Yeah.
It's got a Verti cooler on it. Got brand new coil packs going in before the tune, just to make sure everything's above board with that. Like everything's sort of been.
Nice. And
refreshing.
You've got factory airbox. Did you want to change that up or did you want to stick with that?
No, I think I'm going to stick with it. I've got a high flow oil-less filter in it. I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Main reason I bring it up is, guys, I like the factory airbox. It's going to do what we need it to do. It's just if you change it after the fact, then we'll have to bloody retune it.
I'm not interested. No, I've sort of kept to that. Yeah, yeah. I can't be fucked with it. So my goal is, I don't need to, even if this thing can push 280 kilowatts on E85, dial it back a little bit. And just make it more reliable than the ultimate number. I baby this fucking thing anyway. Like, I really don't give it that much of a hard time. I just don't want it to blow up again, you know?
Totally fair. Awesome, mate. Yeah. That's great. All right. I'll do. So we're locking the 27th, and I'll speak to Spence now. I'll give him a call now.
Yep.
I'll just make sure we're all above board, mate, and then ready to party.
Yep, beautiful. Anything else that needs to be mentioned? Secondary stuff's been deleted.
Fine.
Recirculating valves deleted.
No, that's cool.
It's
more when you take it down for the tune, make sure it's got no more than a quarter of a tank of 98, just so we can get rid of that easily.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'll dial that in on the way down, make sure it's not too full. What else is there? So my mechanic has spoken to Matt McLeod, and he said that he's going to leave an unlocked version of the tune, which he's got in there now, just so it's easier for the next people who are dealing with the car, apparently.
Yeah. It's more
whatever
so that the access port can talk to the ECU, because he's got a bad habit of locking the ECUs, and then when you go, I couldn't give a fuck what's in there.
We don't want to brick the fucking thing, obviously.
No, and then we left standard, which is scary, so we don't want that.
So that I've made him well fucking aware of what's going on, so he understands where the car's going, what's happening with it, and he said that he's unlocked it, I've plugged in my access port into my computer. I've updated all of the software. I've got an old married to a pre-existing car fucking access port just used to gauge parameters and just keep an eye on things. I did plug in the new one. I haven't even loaded it up on the car yet. I'm just going to give you guys the box and I'm not touching anything.
No, that's fair.
You know what I mean? So nothing else is going to clash with him using ROM Raider.
No, that's fine. Who's your mechanic, if you don't mind me asking?
Subaru Mechanical.
Subaru Mechanical. It's obviously in Tassie.
In Tassie, northwest coast in La Trobe.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Just in case I need to get in contact with him for whatever reason, whatever.
Yep, that's cool. Did you need any of my details for the appointment or anything like that?
No, that's all good. Because we'll be billing Spencer on that.
Yep.
And then he'll have all the details through his stuff. It just keeps it all clean and all that. So, but that's
I understand. That's fine. Yeah. So if he needs any details or you need it, he can come get them, whatever. Yep. That's easy. The question costs roughly. What do I need to sort of?
We normally charge $2,000 for a full flex fuel tune on a car.
Right.
Obviously we'll be charging that to Spencer less his trade discount, and then he'll have to then charge for his time, I'm assuming, on the dyno. So.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Do you know roughly how long the turnaround time is for something like this type of job?
One day max, absolute max. Like
One full day. Get a tune like this sorted.
Oh, absolutely. I've got the car here, I'll punch that out in, like, if I'm jumping in at 8 o'clock, I'll be done by about 2:33 max.
Okay.
You know, with the draining of the fuel and that sort of stuff. But we normally allow a little extra because obviously I'm having to be the eyes and ears as well, like, remotely. So we don't go aggressively into it because I can stop before, if something doesn't look right to me, I can watch it. Whereas I'm relying on them, so we have to baby it up.
Understand.
So it just takes a little bit more
time.
That's
cool. So allow a day sort of thing, I'm just trying to get my head around how much it's going to be.
Yeah, and then like anything after the fact, like touch-up drivability-wise and all that, it's no charge on it. It's because we'll put in something, like driver wire related, and that makes sense to us that we've driven around here. But everyone has a different feel to what they want an electronics role to feel like. And that's cool. That's something we can dial in. So if you want it more aggressive, less aggressive, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. Okay. That's cool. No worries. All right. Beautiful. If you could please get that booked in so I can plan around that and book everything in, that'd be great.
Done. Yeah. I've got it all in my diary, mate. So I'll give Spencer a call and just confirm everything, and I'll make sure that he calls you to make sure it's all good. And then, that's fine, mate.
That'd be great. So what was your name? Is it Warwick?
It is, yes. Yeah.
It is work. So you're the one actually going to be doing the tune on the car.
Yeah. I'll be playing with the keyboard.
Beautiful, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, bro.
Have a good weekend, bro.
No worries. You too, man. Thanks.